Carol Douglas. CaroLDouglas. Miss Douglas was born 310-58. This is a 67-year-old woman, originally from Houston, with history of chronic bronchitis, COPD, and hepatitis C. Patient is rather obese. She doesn't have a diagnosis of sleep apnea, but I suspect she does have sleep apnea as well as core pulmonale and pulmonary hypertension. She doesn't use oxygen at this time, but she's very short of breath. Just taking a few steps causes her to get short of breath, period. She's no longer able to drive or care for herself. She used to drive Uber at one time. She has a nebulizer that she uses at least 4 to 6 times a day, period. The paragraph, she's single. She has 3 children. She does... was a heavy smoker. She quit 6 months ago because she just couldn't do it anymore. In quotation, because of shortness of breath, she doesn't drink alcohol on a regular basis. Period. She surgical history, knee replacement right side. She has severe knee pain on the left side, and she's hoping to have the left side done as well, but she's been too short of breath, and her COPD has been keeping her from having surgery. Vaccination, pneumonia, and flu shots are up to date. Family history. Dad's alive, mom died of coronary artery disease, myocardial infarction, allergy none. Medication, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligram a day. Losartan, 100 milligram a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram a day. Zofran, Zocor, 40 milligram a day. Metoprolol, 50 milligram. XL, once a day. Prilosec, 40 milligram a day. Lorazepam, 0.5 milligram a day. Tylenol number 3, as needed. For pain, she also takes something for depression and bipolar disorder that she cannot recall. Carol is alert, awake. She can give good history. She's independent for AD, as far as ADLs are concerned, and she's able to get to the bathroom still and use the bathroom, period. Blood pressure, 152 over 105. She says she has not been taking a Norvasc on a regular basis. O2 sets 98%. Pulse is 104. Heart positive, swan positive, risk 2. Lungs, few ronchi, otherwise clear. Abdomen, soft. Neck shows no JVD. Skin shows no rash. Lower extremity shows no edema. Patient's quite obese. Assessment, 67-year-old woman with history of COPD, chronic bronchitis, hypertension, anxiety, depression, gastroesophageal reflux. This patient is taking lorazepam to help with the anxiety. And Tylenol number 3 for chronic pain related to her left knee pain, period. In paragraph, she was scheduled for left knee surgery, but this was put on hold because she's not able to take... She's not able to proceed with surgery given her lung condition and her obesity, period. She probably has symptoms of she most likely has pulmonary hypertension related to silent sleep apnea. She also has right-sided heart failure with trace edema of the lower extremity, period. She uses her nebulizer 5 times a day, period. Patient is no longer able to drive. She's single and she has a caretaker that takes care of her, especially given her severe pain and shortness of breath with activity. Period.